Manny Pacheco, and welcome as we tell the stories and share the songs of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is a radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend Gary Lycan with his weekly On the Backlot report. We're going to honor the songbird Doris Day. My good friend Art LeBeau admitted to having a lifelong crush on this wholesome blonde. His reason is obvious. She's pretty, talented, and Day could deliver a melody. She was born Doris Marianne Kappelhoff near Cincinnati in 1924. 39 films complement her 650 recordings. In 1959, Day received an Oscar nomination. By 1989, the Golden Globes recognized the star when she was presented the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement in Motion Pictures. As of 2009, Doris Day is the top-ranking female box office star of all time. While working for various band leaders as their featured singer, she changed her last name to Day, taking the name from one of her favorite tunes, Day by Day. Discovered by Barney Rapp, she moved on to perform with notable headliners as Bob Crosby and Les Brown. Her first big hit came in 1945. It soon became an anthem of World War II troops wanting to return home. In fact, her USO tour plane was officially named the Sentimental Journey. Doris sings it on Forgotten Hollywood.
A sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. I've got my bag, got my reservation, spend each dime I could afford. I'm like a child in wild anticipation. I long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. I never thought my heart could be so yearning. Now why did I decide to roam? I'm gonna take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home.
Thank you.
stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic without a golden wand or mystic charms. Fantastic things begin when I am in your arms.
It's Magic is from Doris Day's first starring role in Romance on the High Seas on Forgotten Hollywood. Nationally known as an accomplished vocalist throughout the 40s, she met Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn in L.A. at a party in 1948. After warbling Embraceable You during the soiree, Stein was convinced he should recommend Day for a screen test at Warner Brothers. This led to a part in the Jack Carson vehicle. The comic immediately fell for her and pushed executives to cast Day in comedic roles. The two actors remained remarkably close friends throughout their respective careers. While appearing in period films for the studio, Day continued to release records which became big hits for the star. From 1949, here's Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered on Forgotten Hollywood.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am smile.
You'll sing to him, spring to him,
and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
In 1950, U.S. servicemen in Korea voted her their favorite star. Cue the clapboard. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco.
You, and you, and you ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who he can be.
It's me.
Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can he be? Worries me.
Your worries are over.
For every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe. You were meant to be my loving babe.
Be my loving babe. Somebody loves me.
I wonder who.
Maybe.
Baby. Maybe, baby, that somebody is you.
Warner Brothers discovered a willing actor in Doris Day, and she was wonderful in light comedies opposite Gordon McRae, Danny Thomas, Ronald Reagan, and Ray Bolger. By all accounts, her co-stars found her easy to work with. Occasionally, she was handed an important role. She displayed depth in Young Man with a Horn that starred Kirk Douglas and Lauren Bacall. In 1953, Day hit a home run as an actress and singer in Calamity Jane. She received great reviews from critics, and her rendition of Secret Love took home an Oscar. We remember it on Forgotten Hollywood.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often. Just how wonderful you are, and
why I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hills, even though the golden day. At last, my heart's an open door, and my secret love's no secret
Pacheco, and today we're showcasing the fabulous Doris Day on Forgotten Hollywood. By 1954, movie execs realized the star power of the perky comedian. Her dramatic performance in Young at Heart was not only riveting, but she proved to be a terrific actor while working with Frank Sinatra, Gig Young, Dorothy Malone, and Ethel Barrymore. Doris Day's next role might have been her best. Co-starring with James Cagney in Love Me or Leave Me, she portrayed Ruth Etting, the 1920s diva of stage and screen. Cagney captured an Academy Award nomination. Day achieved superstardom. We have some memorable musical moments from the film on Forgotten Hollywood.
Let me be lonely, you won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. To be independently blue, I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow, for my love, there's no love. must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me cry. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day. Somebody's near, dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean?
Spending an afternoon with the incomparable Doris Day on Forgotten Hollywood. When MGM released the soundtrack of Love Me or Leave Me, the album arranged and conducted by Percy Faith, the studio was caught off guard when it became the number one LP of 1955. Doris Day was arguably at the peak of her popularity. The next year, Alfred Hitchcock hired Day to play James Stewart's wife in his remake of The Man Who Knew Too Much. She sang a little ditty near the end of the film, which she despised. However, once again, Oscar came calling. Whatever will be, will be. On Forgotten Hollywood.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera, whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera, what will be, que sera, sera.
Let's take a short break. When we come right back, Doris Day continues her magic on Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color! Come on in!
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. Welcome back. This is Manny Pacheco, and Doris Day is our focus on Forgotten Hollywood. As the 1950s concluded, the entertainer was balancing her singing and film career quite successfully, thank you very much. She scored a top 10 hit with Everybody Loves a Lover in 1958. The next year, Day received an Oscar nomination for her role in Pillow Talk. She also displayed chemistry with her co-star Rock Hudson. They would appear in three films together. Her leading men would later include Clark Gable, Jack Lemmon, David Niven, Rex Harrison, and Cary Grant. Let's enjoy more of the fabulous Doris Day on Forgotten Hollywood.
Everybody loves a lover. I'm a lover. Everybody loves me. Anyhow, that's how I feel. Wow. I feel just like a Pollyanna. I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves me, yes they do, and I love everybody since I fell in love with you. Who's the most popular personality? I can't help thinking it's no one else but me. Gee, I feel just about 10 feet tall. Having a ball, guess you might call me Pollyanna. Everybody loves a lover.
Talk to my pillow.
better be right. Oh, there must be a pillow talking boy for me.
She's right. She better be right. There must be a boy.
There must be a boy. There must be a boy. There must be a boy. There must.
You're spending an hour with Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco, offering up a Doris Day retrospective. Another actor she worked well with is James Garner. The Thrill of It All and Move Over Darling were comedic hits of 1963. Meanwhile, she was recording albums that were selling well. Day had a particular affection for musicals, including tunes she sang in the movie version of Pajama Game, and a seldom heard rendition of a song first presented in the Disney classic, Peter Pan. I have to tell you, listening to Doris Day sing makes me smile. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise anymore. Cause you fooled me before. I'm all in a spin.
Move over, darling.
About to give in.
Move over, darling.
And though it's not right, I'm too weak to fight it somehow. Cause I want you right now. As me waving my conscience bye-bye. You can call me a fickle thing, but I'm practically yours forever because
you're to be kissed.
Move over, darling.
How can I resist?
Move over, darling. You've captured my heart, and now that I'm no longer free,
shines in the night for you to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. If it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, so I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Bring little star that shines the second to the right.
Pacheco here, and today I'm chatting about the fabulous run made by the iconic Doris Day on Forgotten Hollywood. After likable movies with Rod Taylor, Peter Graves, and Brian Keith, television offered Day a chance to star in her own weekly sitcom. By 1968, she still wasn't ready for prime time, but her husband, Marty Melcher, signed her to a contract for a weekly show. After he suddenly died, Doris Day decided to honor the commitment. Que Sera Sera became its theme song. Day did insist that she retain creative control of the series, and CBS agreed. In later years, she devoted her life to saving animals by creating the Doris Day Animal Foundation to award spay and neutering grants, and more recently, the Doris Day Horse Rescue and Adoption Center in Texas. She appeared on cable television in 1985 on the Doris Day Best Friends Pet Show. Her close friend Rock Hudson made an appearance, and he shocked viewers when they saw how ill the actor was. He died a few months later. In 1994, a greatest hits CD was released, and her 1964 rendition of Perhaps, Perhaps, Perhaps was also included in the soundtrack of the Australian import Strictly Ballroom. This is Forgotten Hollywood with another sparkling performance by Doris Day.
You won't admit you love me, and so how am I ever to know? You always tell me, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. A million times I've asked you, and then I ask you over again. You only answer, perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. And I don't want to wind up being parted, brokenhearted. So if you really love me, say yes. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me, perhaps, perhaps. Perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. If you can't make your mind up, we'll never get started. But if you don't, dear, confess. And please don't tell me. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Yes, Manny, when you talk of Doris Day, one of the songs you played on the program today describes her talent and her devotion to animal causes in those two words, it's magic. Several years ago, I had an opportunity to work with her on an anniversary video I was producing for the spay and neutering organization, Actors and Others for Animals. No, we never met, never talked or exchanged emails, but she provided for our video a special greeting to her friends in the Hollywood community. The message was warm and loving and well received by everyone. It's important to make clear to our listeners, do not believe those tabloid stories you read about Doris Day. I'm closing this backlot segment, Manny, with a shout-out to Ed Dickinson. He hosted a long-running radio show called Way Back Now Weekends on KIDD-AM in Monterey. He got canceled in May when it switched to an ESPN format. But one of his last episodes was in April when he celebrated Doris Day's birthday with a live phone interview she did from her Carmel Valley home. I spoke with Ed. He said he and Doris are really good friends, and he said she put on wonderful birthday parties. People lined up the street to get in. Ed says it's true. Doris did not like K-Sara Sara or It's Magic, ironically both of which were huge hits. There is a link on DorisDay.com to the radio interview, and Ed's show is so wonderful, I hope it gets back on the air on another station soon. Well, Manny, that's my backlot report for this week. I'd like to do a little pillow talk with Doris Day, wouldn't you?
Hey, thank you, Gary. I just want to make sure that the next time you order that box of popcorn, you add a little more butter. And some bonbons, too, for me. I love bonbons. And to our producer, Steve Guzman, you helped provide another memorable program. Doris Day has received recognition from the American Film Institute, the Kennedy Center, and she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. In 2008, she also was honored for Lifetime Achievement in Music by the Grammy Committee. For many years, the Spa Radio Network has celebrated her birthday with a day devoted to the star. A few years back, Southern California newscaster George Putnam conducted a rare interview with the actress. Doris Day remains relevant and vital. We couldn't be happier about this fact. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Stay as we go through the years.
The party's over, it's time to call it a day. They've burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up, the piper must be paid. The party's over, the candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right, just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off. The party's over. It's all over, my friend. No. Over.